It's 75 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are from Big Dog Productions' upcoming performance, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. This show opens this Thursday, May 7th, and runs for 3 weekends. With us now, we have the director of Cuckoo's Nest, J.R. Rodriguez, and actors Deb Bowen, playing Nurse Ratchet, and Hal Kosek, playing Randall P. McMurphy. Thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you, Gina. You look beautiful today.
Thank you, JR. Very nice.
Thank you, Gina.
Absolutely. So nice to have you here. There's so much to say about this play, so let's jump right in. And let's start with the director, JR Rodriguez. An enviable position and a challenging one to be able to direct this show. I understand that you've made a departure from the typical staging of this show based on the novel, the original, you know, text.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
There's typically the staging of the show is done a particular way, and it's been done that way for most productions that I've seen. And I wanted to try something completely different, and so we have, and it's geared more toward what Kesey wrote than Dale Wasserman. We're using Dale Wasserman's words, but we're using the idea that Ken Kesey brought to the show. Typically, it's told from the point of view of Randall McMurphy. We're actually telling the show from the point of view from Chief Bromden.
Mm-hmm. And Chief, of course, is the silent one.
Correct.
So it's great to tell the story from that perspective. And that's how it is in the book. How does that change things?
I think you have another set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see someone else's idea of what's going on around them. The words are the same, it's just told different. It gives a different perspective, and you become Chief Bromden.
Mm.
That's the idea. The audience becomes the chief.
Feels totally different.
Correct. Yeah, that's what we're after. And I think it adds more to the story. It makes it more human, and
right.
That's what we're after.
How, if you had, let's say, one or two words just about the chief, that would describe his aura, his energy, what would that be?
Early, I would say confusion. Later, I would say freedom.
All right. So, again, this is we're talking about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, with the director going a little bit of a different way, but really going back to the original text. Mm-hmm. Deb Bowen, she's a former social worker, as many of you may know, and an actor. Deb is playing Nurse Ratchet. Deb, tell us about the sociological insights revealed by this story, by this play.
Gina, I think that we really attempt in our production of this show to ask the audience to examine with us the idea of our inhumanity to each other and our moral obligations to one another.
Mm.
And I think that's what Nurse Ratchet brings out with her conflict with McMurphy, primarily, certainly with the chief, and at some more subtle levels with every character on the stage.
Metaphorically speaking, what do you think Nurse Ratchet is in terms of in our society?
She represents control. She represents anger that masks fear and insecurity.
Mm, those are heavy.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's so interesting for Deb Bowen. If anyone who knows Deb Bowen or has seen her on stage, you know, a very not that kind of person.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
but it must be interesting to tap into that for this role.
The energy for that part comes to me from a very deep, dark place that I hope is not a part of who I am.
Right.
But I think it is a part of all of us at some
level. Sure, that yin-yang thing.
Exactly.
Going on. And we also have McMurphy here, who had, of course, these two sitting together here, they have the biggest conflict, the central conflict in this play. This is Hal Kosek. Hal, it's a great honor that you get to play this part, of course. You guys are all just lucky duckies getting to be involved in this show in this way. tell me what function your character, how do you see the function of McMurphy in the show, and how have you developed your interpretation of his character?
Well, I believe that that McMurphy serves as the catalyst to what Deb was saying about humanity or lack thereof, where I come in and I make the audience question what is insanity, and then I make the cast question why that they're even there, and I come in and I serve as a color palette to humanity, and as an actor, my challenge is to shading out those different colors for each specific patient to choose which one that they like. For Chief, you know, what color red does he take on, or Scanlan, what color green, or Harding, what color blue, and I bleed into them individually so that they adopt my senses of humanity and become their own individual people by the end of the show.
So what you're saying is that these characters who are in the institution, for those of you who don't know about the show, it's set in an institution, a mental institution, and that they're kind of flat characters, and you kind of shade them, give them shades of color.
Yes.
But it's not you projecting onto them. You're actually bringing out what they are.
Yes, and yes.
Yeah,
the patients, they choose what color of me that they take on. Mm. And you see it by the end of the show. You will see parts of me that they've adopted once I've left them.
Right. So we're actually about to run out of time. Very briefly, folks, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, it opens this Thursday, May 7th. It runs through May 24th. That's three weekends. Thursday through Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sundays at 3 o'clock, Sunday matinees. And if you've seen the film, the movie, let me just ask you this real quick, folks. If people have seen the movie out there, did they already know the story or what?
No. No.
You don't know the close. Story. No. You got to see the show.
It's very different.
BigDogProductions.org is where you can find out more. Thursday night, by the way, if you walk up to buy tickets, it is pay what you can night. It's 12:06. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.